Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So, Morning Joe today with somebody from Axios. And I'm not, they're sounding the alarm. Conservatives are no longer silenced the media. They're taking it over. That's an overstatement. I'll play you what they said. But I think it's a sign of strength to also take a look when we look at the totality of media, including social media, of where conservatives are having impact. You know, they still control various organs, but I mean, even on college campuses, Charlie Kirk certainly made a dent, a much bigger dent than I thought. Now we'll see with his assassination whether that continues or not. But last night they had 2,000 people over there in Minnesota, I think, at a Turning Point event. Yeah, it's the president of Axios, is Jim Vanderhei, yeah, with Scarborough. And they're talking about this. And look, I know we play to this type of thing where we feel it's just all one mass of growing liberal progressivism. And there are elements to that. You never hear someone introduced as liberal or progressive. I get introduced all the time. I know Rich does when he's a conservative. Dom Giordano, and I don't have any problem with that, but it's just funny that we don't do the other side. So here's Joe, and here's the guy from Axios making a case. When you look at some of the biggest elements of the media, are conservatives finally in there in the fight, having a fighting chance with this?
I don't want to be the skunk at the party, but step back. Like, if you're watching this, you're like, oh, this is great. Now maybe things will get reset. Look at what's happening around this in terms of conservatives making a lot of progress and being able to not just silence media, but kind of start to take it over. You already have Elon Musk controlling X. If you look at what's happening with this TikTok deal, it's largely going to end up in the hands of Oracle. It looks like the Murdochs, people that are sympathetic to Trump. So you're going to have the two biggest platforms that shape the reality for the largest number of people, under the control of people who are quite friendly to the existing federal government. Then you look at even the Kimball thing. When you're talking about these affiliates like Nexstar or any company that can decide what to air ABC, they control that. They're trying to merge. When those two merge, and if they get the approval of the merger because they've done the things that the administration wants to see them to do, this consolidates power over a lot of local broadcasting, which is what the vast majority of people over the age of, say, 60 or 65 who might vote in an off-year election are paying attention to. So Republicans are making a tremendous amount of progress in terms of starting to even the playing field in terms of, like, who is putting the message out there. So, yes, like, I'm with you. It's great. Any victory for free speech. Right. I think everybody on this show loves free speech. I think people should be able to say the stupidest things they want to say.
Okay, let's stop it right there, Mr. Axios. Is somebody going to stop it with the free speech versus the decision of ABC? And if this were so authoritarian, and being said, the car guy's got to simmer down, the FCC guy, and I'm not liking some of his antics. But Jimmy Kimmel is off for 3 or 4 days. He's back. They're going to let the contract run out. He hasn't suffered anything in this. I don't think he's going to apologize tonight. I told you what they're going to do. They're going to show what he did on his 4 days off, you know, with some kind of fun little twist through that, then move on. And maybe he promised them he will not go after Trump quite as much in order to smooth things over. For a while, you'll see that. Then it'll go wild again. But is it not appropriate? I think it is. To say, yes, we are making strides rather than just, oh, no, the whole world is skewed against us. And you can make the argument, yeah, when you look at CNN still there, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and all that. But when you look at the creativity of podcasters, social media, X, Twitter, Fox News Channel, talk radio, all right, you're starting to see that this battle should worry them. You're starting to see that this is creating something that's going to make it difficult. That's why this is so important with Sinclair and Nexstar. If they hold ground here with Kimmel, then we're going to see what ABC does. These are pretty big number of stations and people that won't be able to see Kimmel tonight, at least in that manner. Will you be watching? I know I will be. I'd watch even if I weren't doing this, simply because I want to see how this drama plays out here. And I'm predicting he's not going to apologize. They're going to do some kind of play. They'll try to make light of the fact, hinting, oh, he didn't know, and he's moving on, something like that. But it'll be very brief then. Oh, enough of that. Let's get to the show. Let's have fun. Let's have comedy. That's the thing. You have people going around saying, can't you tell a joke? These are not jokes. They're polemics that he and Colbert do every night. They're not joking about anything. Here is Jamie Ruskin, Henry. This is Cut 15, saying that now ABC is on the right side of history tonight.
That Jimmy Kimmel will be returning to TV tomorrow night. What do you think?
Well, it's great news. Obviously, the ABC heard from millions and millions of people out there who do not want to accept government-dictated censorship of their late-night talk show host. And so the free speech battle's not over. Obviously, Donald Trump still thinks he's got the power to anoint and appoint comedians in the country in private media broadcasts. But at least ABC is on the right side now. And he's got his employer with him as well as so much of the public.
All right. Now, I want to give you one story where I say, thank God for talk radio. Thank God for talk radio 1210 in this area, because the Inquirer reported on something, but they don't identify or even hint at what the real problem is here. It's the story of a 36-year-old man, the Inquirer says, in Chester County, Mushroom Company, was charged with human trafficking after he allegedly forced two teenage girls from Mexico and Guatemala to work at a mushroom farm for little or no play, while threatening to have them punished or deported if they didn't comply. Romero Kalal Joama, whose last known address was in New Garden Township, was charged with multiple counts of trafficking in individuals, involuntary servitude, and other offenses with a bail set at $1 million. Court records show he was also charged with one count of concealing the death of a child in the trafficking case. He has been incarcerated since he was arrested in September 2024 on child pornography charges. No word in here about, is he here legally? The girls, 14 and 17, were charged debts for him bringing him illegally to the United States. They were allegedly kept out of school, forced to work long hours 7 days a week, performed domestic chores such as cleaning his house, 17-year-old and sponsorship, and subjected to similar conditions. The older teen wanted to provide for her sick father and other family members back home in Guatemala. So my point is, the bottom line, I read this story, and particularly in Chester County, because of Big Mushroom, they're all afraid of that, the Houlihan and everybody else. How do we have an atmosphere where this could go on like this? We have an atmosphere that can go on like this, because right here in the suburbs, you have a lot of stuff in certain industries, and I think the mushroom industry is one of the biggest, where it's ripe with this because we have so many people here illegally and because the whole thing revolves around that. And I'll tell you, well, they can't give you mushrooms if you don't do this. right here, right in front of us, right in Chester County. How even for a minute are you able to get away with this? Well, because it's all very difficult to penetrate this world of illegality and people coming here and trafficking them. And again, we're told about the model illegal alien here, not about stuff like this, and not about what goes on right here in Chester County. And one story that's kind of a companion to it, at least in my mind, under the media here locally, don't put this in context. Our great friend, the superintendent of police, the police chief in Abington, Pat Malloy, has a lot to be proud of. ABC 6, a man accused of stealing thousands of dollars in merchandise from Macy's at Willow Grove Park Mall led police on a brief foot chase before being arrested. They chased him down. Nelson Urjemo Fumero, body cam footage shows him resisting arrest and fleeing officers outside the mall. They eventually got him in a residential neighborhood. Now, the police wanted, not only did they capture this guy, think about that versus how shoplifting's treated in Philadelphia. But in Pat Malloy's area, they wanted $5,000 cash bail. The reason is he claims to be from New York, and we wanted to ensure he'd be showing up for the next hearing. The judge rejected that and released him. What are the odds? October 1st. We'll check in with Pat. Does he show up for the hearing? Again, Abington police doing all the right things here, making a big deal out of something that is shoplifting, chasing him down in a residential neighborhood, getting him, insisting, you got to keep this guy in jail. There's no address. We don't know where he's from. Obviously, there might be here illegally. On and on it goes. Just in one day, Chester County, Montgomery County, same deal. Why in the world is this underreported? Because they don't want people to know about it. And that's where this control of the media is so important. But I would say when you look and you put in the columns here, they know that conservative media is making all kinds of strides. And it's not so much what they would tell people, it's the stories they would leave out over the years. That's a big difference. Those stories are out there now, and they don't like it. Lake and Riley, why do we have to see this around the clock? You have to see it around the clock because you've allowed this to happen. Lake and Riley would be alive if we didn't allow people into the country illegally to brutalize her and have a bunch of people even here vote for this. That's why we're going to see it around the clock. You don't want people to see this. You think we're just making it up. We're scaring people unnecessarily. Just those two stories jumped out at me, particularly to Chester County. How do you get away for a pretty big period of time with human trafficking, having to work on mushroom farms? Well, you know, mushroom farms here, we're going to let this go on. It's our big industry. We don't care. All right, coming to your calls next. Think of the side today. Joe Concho on yesterday, 99 most objectionable people, insufferable, in quotes. Hit us with one of them. All right. So far, we've gotten some pretty good ones. I had Meghan Markle. Henry, what was your number one person again?
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto, which seems to be random, but I get it.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Like
when
just
you,
someone.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's when just, you zone in on it, it just sets you off.
He ruins the movie.
There you go, Kate. That's a real good example. Markle doesn't ruin it for me because I like to just trigger myself by saying, look at Prince Harry, like, this guy, you got to be kidding.
I hate watching Jared Leto. You hate watch.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle.
That's it. It's a hate watch. All right. Here's how you do it. By the way, if you have we're noodling around behind the scenes, a side question for tomorrow. Today's the day that Drew Bledsoe, who was, I guess he was a top 10 quarterback. I'd have to go back.
Great quarterback. Yeah. Pro bowler.
Yeah. Pro. Okay. And Tom Brady comes marching in for him. On this day in history. You're not getting Tom Brady out of there after that.
Mm-hmm.
24 years ago today. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
On board. All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. Are you watching Jimmy Kimmel tonight? This is not over. And again, if this is the sign of a dictator, it's a pretty weak dictator. He's off for 4 days and we're back. Even though Nexstar has joined Sinclair to say, no, they're not going to put this on. And they've said he'd have to apologize and contribute to the Charlie Kirk outfit, which I don't think he's going to do. I told you, I think the deal is he talks to the head of Disney and these others. All right, I'm not going to go after Trump quite as much for a while. And tonight we'll kind of make a joke about the 4 days I was away and say, if I offended anybody, you move on. I think that's what you're going to get coming out of this. But it is a remarkable story. Couching it as free speech is just ridiculous. All right, Marcus Aurelius, too, on Twitter. Yoko Ono, taking that one off the board. Yes, Yoko Ono is just a little bit dated. You don't see her out there as much. But in her heyday, I don't even think Meghan Markle could break up the Beatles. I mean,
I agree. I 100% agree.
I don't know. She broke up the royal family. That's as tight knit as it gets.
You know what? She's more attractive than Yoko Ono.
I agree as well on that.
And insufferable, almost as that. But people are forgetting the antics of Yoko Ono. The screaming stuff.
Sure.
I mean, and these are, even though I think the Stones are better, we've been through that. These are people at the highest level composing, and they got to deal with her suggestion.
Yeah, amateur.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Imagine somebody like
every hour of recording is amateur hour.
Her voice can break glass.
Yeah. Can you? And you got to go along with it. The other guy's the key guy. What are you going to do? You know?
I did like all the clips because there's like footage out there of like the Beatles making clips about her too, like during the sessions. It's very funny.
Yeah,
they clearly can't stand her.
I mean, there are so many things in our society now. Pro sports is one of them, where you can get paid a lot of money. You're doing something you love, involved in coaching, managing, administrating pro sports. But what you got to put up with because there are certain fields where there's a singular talent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hear people today, though, Henry, trying to tell us that Jimmy Kimmel is that talent. He's such a star, you got to put up with a lot. I'm not saying that just out of antagonism. I don't see it. I don't see the stardom there.
I think the star burned too bright and burnt out.
Yeah.
I think it was there at one point. I don't
marginal.
Think it's there. To me, it kind of seems like he's gone through the motions. And that's just why that reflects his ratings.
One of his best friends, Howard Stern. All right, I can tell you, back in the day, you can see the difference. Howard Stern was a star. It was unique. It was a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so upsetting how he's fallen on the exact opposite side. But Jimmy Kimmel is not Johnny Carson. It's not anything like that. It's marginal. And yet, particularly at this point, and the ratings reflect that, yet they're acting like, well, you got to stand beside. And they're trying to tell us now that he makes money, which doesn't appear to be the case. I don't know how, if he's in third place. And he's making $16 million a year. And here's the kicker for all the producers, Kirk and Henry here. We have a skeleton crew here. They have 200 people, 200, working on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And that's what they come up with? I know it's a national scope. It's big time and all that. You have 200 people. How many writers does he have? You know, how many people trying to set up interviews do you have? And this is what I look at some nights and I see who the talent that's going to be on that night. And it's like, wow. How many people took off today? You know, and it's a big national show. You would think you'd be able to do more. All right, let's go to Mitch in Ben Salem. Mitch, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rich. Mitch.
Hi. Yeah, this morning during President Trump's speech, he said that China has no wind power at all. They have more wind farms than any other country. Why does Trump lie all the time? And does he do so? Does he think the rest of the world's as stupid as MAGA?
Well, thank you, Mitch. I don't know if they're as stupid as you are waiting that long to bring up wind farms in China. Look, you want to make a frontal assault on Trump on something he said and all that, but the wind farms in China, is that just a defense? They also have more pollution than anybody. Kirk, not doing anything between phone calls. Would you count up the wind farms in China? You know that big map we have, and get back to me how many they have.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Actually, how many work?
Yeah, well, right. And if they have them, you know, again, the wind farm nonsense. I believe in all modalities for energy, but these are eyesores. We don't need them at the Jersey Shore. We know about the whales. How many times have we gone down this path? Okay. Yeah, Trump said the usual stuff at the UN today. We're seeing the usual stuff play out. Here's how difficult this job is to be president, though. Erdogan, who is the dictator extreme of Turkey, this is cut 17, is meeting with President Trump. I'm not sure if it's at the UN today. Here's what he said in an interview. When all these guys, this is the week they all come to America. Fidel Castro was a stir when he came here, right? Here's Erdogan, national TV today. What do you think of Hamas?
Do you see Hamas as a terrorist organization?
About 20 years ago, when I traveled to the United States, they asked me this question again, and I said this back then. I don't see Hamas as a terrorist organization. On the contrary, I see it as a resistance group. And Hamas doesn't have weapons or a serious capability. And now they are using what they have to try to defend themselves and trying to protect themselves in this resistance movement. That's what they are as an organization.
All right, imagine you have to sit down with this scum. That's exactly what it is. He's Muslim, country, I believe, Turkey, by and large, is, and you have to deal with this. Now, prior to October 7th, this would be outrageous, cartoonish. Post-October 7th, this guy is saying what they did on October 7th, which is beyond anything we've seen, where the tactics they used were not outliers. That's what they wanted to do to men, women, and children. And you have to sit down with a guy like this and deal with this mentality. I'll tell you one thing you don't have to do. I think it was in the Obama years, I want to say. He came here. There were protesters. He was in Washington. And his bodyguards beat up and roughed people up in Washington. And I've never forgotten that. That's the last thing. You're not coming here, buddy, with your nonsense. No, they're just a resistance movement. They're just resisting what's going on with Israel. It's not easy. I realize they're in a key spot in the world. I know the whole thing with Turkey, and you got to deal with it. But there is a limit to this type of nonsense and hearing they're just defensive. They're just protecting themselves. So October 7th is kind of a protection against everything. All right, let me go to Bo in Levittown. Bo is on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Bo.
Hey, Dom, how are you doing? First of all, when your only policy is orange man is bad, I think that's why conservatives are starting to make inroads. But as far as Jack Ciardarelli is concerned, this is how he should answer every question when he gets asked. He goes, first of all, I want to say that Mikey Sherrill wants boys and girls sports. He wants boys and he wants boys and girls bathrooms. He wants illegal aliens to terrorize your community. She wants to raise your electricity rates and raise your taxes before he answers the other question.
Okay, fair enough.
And how he should answer the question is, just like President Trump, I will unleash energy. Just like President Trump, I will lower your taxes. Just like President Trump, I will clear out illegal aliens. Just like President Trump, I want clean air. I want clean water. Just like President Trump, I'm going to relieve regulations so businesses will come back. I will lower businesses' taxes. He needs to embrace, in my opinion, President Trump more when he answers questions. An example was today, he was with Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends, and he asked the question about the energy issue,
right,
and what Mikey Sherrill wants to do and what he would do to fix it. Instead, he just talked about what she's going to do is illegal, but didn't come up with a solution.
Gotcha. Who's your insufferable person, Bo? I'm a little bit against the clock here.
I can't believe you didn't take this off the board, but I'm going to have to go with my girl, Greta Thunberg.
Yep, we play that drop with Greta Thunberg. It's the whisper. Henry's got a dead. That wasn't the drop. That was Henry. Yeah. All right, Judge Scott Presler all the time calls him Judge. He wears many hats. Great lawyer, chair of the Cape May County Republicans, and a guy juggling all that by putting on a fabulous rally for Jack Ciardarelli. It all happens October 10th. Mike's here to talk about that, how you can participate. And I'll ask him about the debate, too. There was a lot of uncovered ground in the debate. Just remember, not one, not two, but three Talk Radio 1210 hosts will be speakers there. How could it go wrong? I mean, that's it right there. That ought to be enough. And it's the Seaport. It's a great spot right there on the end of the boardwalk in North Wildwood. All right, he's next. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dom Giordano show. I mean, just picture a rally. I'll give you my remarks already, Henry. I don't care what Jack Ciardarelli says about the whales, about affordability. He's for gravy. That's enough. Let's go to...
What more do you need?
That's it. Let's go to Mike Donahue, who is the chairman of the Cape May County Republicans, also the guy who started, along with Matt Rooney, America First, that chapter, if you will, there in Jersey, and is a starting panelist every time we're at Mulligan's, which might be in the offing. We'll see. Again, let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, Judge Mike, every time I see Scott Presler, he says, say hello to Judge Mike.
Yes, he does, Dom.
Yeah, he does.
It's great to be on. Great to come and talk to you. I appreciate it.
Well, let's break.
Can I say something out of the gate? You mentioned Matt Rooney and I are affiliated with America First Policy Institute. They're not involved in this event. They're 501c3, officially apolitical. So I do that caveat every time I talk.
Yeah, sure.
Great group. Happy and proud to be part of it, but this is not an AFPI event. They're not part of it. It's not within their purview, but we have Cape GOP presenting this rally in Wildwood, and we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, and so far you got a lot of people saying they're coming, Mike. So it's October 10th, a Friday, and it starts around 4 o'clock, right?
That's right. So you want to get there a little early. We're going to have security. So there will be metal detectors, and we're going to make sure everybody's safe. And I don't want to go into too much strategic planning, but we have security professionals who will be on site, and we'll have overwatch, and we'll have people on the boardwalk, and we'll all be very safe. So, yeah, October 10th, 4 to 7 at Seaport Pier. Say that 10 times fast. Which is, as you said, 22nd Street and the boardwalk in North Wildwood. And, you know, we're about 700 registrants already. If you want to register, go to capegop.com, where you can find the link to register and the link to the speakers we've rolled out already. And we're going to be rolling more out, including yourself, I'm very happy to say, as we go through the next several days. So it's going to be big. It's going to be fun. And we're going to have, as you mentioned, a tribute to Charlie Kirk with my friend Cliff Maloney, who I know you know. And Cliff is in Jersey, has been in New Jersey for some time with his team. Knocked on probably close to 100,000 doors already, as only Cliff can do, going after those low propensity voters that typically wouldn't come out this year, who just really can make a huge difference in New Jersey. If you're in New Jersey and you only vote every 4 years, vote this year. You voted for the president last year and moved the state to the right in a big way. You have to come out this year to save our state and vote for Jack Chiarelli.
And I got to say, in the debate, I didn't see Jack get nailed by anything major, even, singed a little bit, where Mikey Sherrill, just on the issue alone of either way that she goes on that, of increasing by millions of dollars through committees and other assignments that she had in the Congress, people definitively don't like that. What's the big takeaway from the debate for you? It was an issue. What happened to Mike there? Cell phone. Okay.
I think we lost him.
Yeah, okay. All right. We're talking with Mike Donahue, the Cape GOP, Cape May County GOP. The big event will be October 10th. It's a Friday. We hope to see you down there. It's going to be a fabulous day. The Seaport is, Rose says all the time, the hopping place in North Wildwood. That's right at the end of the boardwalk in North Wildwood. And I think it'll be indoors, given October, the whole thing. And Jack Chiarelli will be there, Rich, Matt Rooney, me speaking, and others. Okay? Let me take a call, and then we'll finish up with Mike there. I wanted to ask him about the debate. Let's go to Joe in Columbus here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
Dom, I wish these politicians would stop talking about lowering taxes, because I, for the life of me, I can't recall the last politician who ever lowered taxes. Either one of these two, the other night at Ryder College, should have said, I will stabilize, but don't say you're going to lower taxes.
Well, Chiarelli said he wouldn't raise taxes. She would not take that pledge. And look, if you can't even say it there, Joe, that's usually a red warning sign. You can't even imagine a world where you're just not going to raise taxes during this next period of time.
No, we have too much of a burden going on, thanks to those 4 years of ridiculousness that went on. My side answer, Dom, and I think we all collectively hate this guy, but you Pennsylvanians blame it and direct it to us, and we New Jerseyans direct it at you. But I contend that this guy is the emergence or the reason for the New Jersey State Turnpike salute. And that's the guy who goes down that left lane with all the high beams flashing at him at 55 miles an hour and will not let anybody pass him, especially on shore traffic.
And you think it's us. It's not Jerseyans, huh?
No, because we always say those GD Pennsylvania drivers, and I'm sure you say it back to us.
Oh, absolutely. Nobody's more aggressive and worse than Jersey. All right, Joe, but that's a good one. Yeah, the left lane. Put you down for that
one, Joe. I always find it interesting because I feel like when I'm in New Jersey, I'm the one being slow. But if I'm in Pennsylvania, it's always a Jersey driver just crawling in that left lane.
And I find it to be, you know, aggressive driver. I'll admit to that. But when I go to New York, I feel like, man, I got to, I got to come up to another level of aggression just to get through this.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go back to Mike Donahue. So, Mike, we were talking the debate the other night. Did an issue crystallize coming out of this where people can see both sides? Was there anything that clear?
Well, it's a shame I got dropped because what I was saying was so incisive and just great. But Dom, I mean, there's an issue. There are a lot of issues, sanctuary statehood. There's the disastrous energy policy, though, that I think really is top of mind for New Jersey voters. You know, I think of my 90-year-old mom writing her checks out every month going, why is my electric bill 25% higher? I didn't use any more electricity. What is going on here? And that's a direct result of Bill Murphy's fake Green New scam energy plan, master plan that Mikey Sherrill supports and is going to try to advance. And it has destroyed our ability to generate electricity in New Jersey. We used to be an electricity exporter into the grid so that our prices would stay low. And the Democrats blew that up. They shut down the plants. Mm-hmm. They did all these terrible things that led now to us having to import electricity and pay more for it. And they keep just doubling down on this. Like, oh, no, stick with the green energy plan. And she, you know, her famous quote, which was sort of tongue-in-cheek, but she said it that, you know, it's going to cost you an arm and leg, but if you're a good person, you'll do it.
Exactly.
As if we're bad people because we don't want to pay more for your green new scam stuff.
Let me ask you as a strategist, though, okay? Given that they have nothing, you're exactly right on this issue. But in the minds of these people in Jersey, we have to deconstruct. They blame Trump. They blame the tariffs. I know it's ridiculous, but I think given they have nothing, that's something for them to play with here. How do you knock that down?
Well, I think they're doing a pretty good job of it. I think Jack has run a very good campaign. I thought he ran a good campaign in 21. He obviously did. He almost won. And I think they're running an even better campaign this time under Chris Russell and Eric Garpert, who are really running that thing. And, you know, it's just hammering that issue home and saying it all the time. And repetition matters in campaigns. And Jack is on it. And he is encyclopedic on how this happened and how you fix it. And that's how you do it from a strategy standpoint. You just keep talking about it. You just keep reminding people of why they're paying so much more for electricity. And I think that message of it's all Trump's fault and the tariffs, et cetera, it resonates with people who are already voting for Mikey Sherrill.
Okay.
I don't know that it resonates with the average New Jerseyan who is saying, wait a minute, you know, why is this like this? And they're hearing about how Phil Murphy's BPU did all these things. You know, that Board of Public Utilities, I went there to argue against offshore wind. And when I got in front of them, over half of the commissioners, the Board of Public Utility, were wearing wind turbine lapel pins. I'm not making this up.
Oh,
like it was a kangaroo court. Imagine, you know, I was on the bench, as you said, Pressler calls me judge all the time. Imagine if I walked in the courtroom in my robe with a windmill lapel pin on a windmill case.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the guy on the other side would, well, I'm dead. I know how this is going. So they corrupted the BPU. They turned it into a branch of Murphy's green energy policy. And that's how we ended up where we are. I mean, he had these lofty goals that were impossible. And the worst part is they knew it was impossible. They knew it was impossible to get there. They did it anyway because they want to be, as Phil Murphy said, the California of the East Coast. They want a virtue signal to their woke friends that they're greener than everybody else at our expense. You know, at our expense.
And, Mike, we know that South Jersey is the hotbed the last time for Jack, and our gut instincts tell us it is again. And we are right in the center of that as far as turnout. If the turnout is better than the last time, more intense, he'll win.
Well, Jack has an 11-point enthusiasm advantage over Mikey Sherrill among voters. So that's huge. I mean, that can't be overstated. And when you look at it, somebody put out recently, if you head down that 295 corridor and sort of make that dividing line between North and South Jersey, South Jersey went for Trump by something like +7. So that is, kind of, you know, that's the bulwark against the urban centers in North Jersey for Jack. And I think people will turn out. I mean, obviously we're doing everything we can. Every county chair is doing everything that they can. And Jack's campaign, the RGA, the Republican Governors Association, is now in New Jersey running ads. The RNC has been here since before the primary working on election integrity. So we have great interest from all over the country in Jack winning, which is huge. You know, it's going to be the difference in the end, I believe, that we have these outside groups. I was saying earlier that it's kind of like the first Gulf War when all the troops were amassed on the border. Well, those tanks are rolling across the border now. I mean, those troops are coming in. So, you know, we're registering thousands of voters between Early Vote Action with Scott Pressler and Sarah Razzi, who's doing just a great job in Jersey for him. Cliff Maloney's operation, which is now New Jersey Chase. You know, he ran PA Chase for Trump and is credited with really moving the needle in Pennsylvania to win that state for President Trump and ultimately the presidency. So it's a tremendous to have them here on the ground. And we have our county organizations, which still matter. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people who volunteer. Even in Cape May County, which are a small county population-wise, we have almost 300 county committee people our Republican organization who are all engaged. And that is exponential because they all have family and friends. And so it's all activated. It's all working. It's all pushing hard. And, you know, what I say is Jack going to win? I believe he is, and I hope that he will, but I know he can. And that's really where we need to be. Jack can win. There's no doubt that Jack can win. His latest internal poll has him up by a point, which is unheard of for a Republican in New Jersey. Usually you're behind by 6 or 7 and try to close that gap when it comes time to vote. But Jack has, you know, they have us up 1 point. That's huge. And if that holds true, he's going to win. So we got to close the deal, as Jack says, all gas, no brake from here on out. And, you know, it's going to take a lot of hard work and you kind of have to play a perfect game. But, you know, I saw Jordan Davis run 18 miles an hour for 60 yards and score a touchdown on Sunday. So anything is possible.
Exactly.
So, you know, we can make it happen, and I believe we will. But everybody has to keep their shoulder to the wheel, you know, and really finish strong.
Absolutely. So October 10th, Mike, where do people go? More information to tell you they're coming, whatever. Where do they go?
Yes. All right. So you go to capegop.com, capegop.com. And you register there. Click the link to register. You can click the link to see all the great speakers. As I said, we'll be adding you to that list. We're rolling these things out to keep interest. And, you know, it looks like we'll probably hit around 1,000 people or so, which is going to be huge. Might do more than that as people are tuning in. And we're really pushing here in these last 3 weeks or so. But CapeGOP.com, register for the Cape GOP America First Return to the Wildwoods Rally. We had this idea really back in December or so about putting this together in the spring to kind of recreate the magic of President Trump's largest America First rally in history, which was in the Wildwoods on the beach, as you recall. It was huge. And I figured if we could capture just a little bit of that magic and get this going, it'll be a great event. It'll help us with momentum going into the fall election, and it's coming together. And it's me, it's Mayor Patrick Rosanello from North Wildwood, it's my partner Matt Rooney, as you know. We have my executive director from Cape GOP, Mac Tassitano, a whole bunch of other people who are really putting this together, and it's going to be the biggest thing we've ever done. And I think it'll be a great rallying cry for Jack, but also with the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Exactly.
We'd much rather have Charlie. But people are inspired to get involved. People want to participate. And I went to a gathering in Cape May County the other night that was really put together in a very short period of time. There are hundreds of people there for Candlelight Vigil. It was really a great event. And we're going to have that as well. And Cliff Maloney, who's a good friend of Charlie's, will sort of be helping us lead that. And it's we're really looking forward to it. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it, because we're energizing people and we're giving people a place to go who want to do something right now. There's so many people we want to do something right now. I can tell you, I'm working with the young lady, Heather, who's putting together a turning point in New Jersey, and she can't keep up with the amount of people who are registering, who are joining. She has over 6,000 people who have signed up. She's putting in county coordinators and it's huge. We're in a historical moment. And, you know, I said this on another show that, you know, not to be over the top about it, but when you look at these leaders of these movements who are assassinated, it's a terrible, horrible thing. But it doesn't kill the movement. It tends to grow the movement. It tends to just sort of explode the movement and interest in the movement. And that's what's happening right now with Turning Point, with Charlie's assassination, that people are saying, okay, that's it. That's enough. I've been sitting on the sidelines too long. I'm joining up. I want to get involved. And it's a tremendous thing to see. It's a real tribute to Charlie. But it's, you know, we're going to have a vigil for him as well. Candlelight cell phone vigil, as they call it, and some prayers, and it'll be a good event, but we'll do
without
this with great joy, you know, not a morose type of thing. It's going to be a celebration. I really appreciate you letting me come on, Dom. CapeGOP.com, October 10th, 4 to 7. And, we'll have a great time. We'll rally for Jack. Jack will be there and speak. And we have a lot of other great speakers. You know, we have Cliff, as I mentioned. We have, of course, Zioli and yourself, Matt Rooney. We have confirmed Paula Scanlon, which is great. She's a great young woman fighting for women's rights.
Put a beer keg there to save her spot, as we did at Mulligan's, or I'll have to bring
it. Is that what you did?
Oh, yeah, for our parking spot. It's this well-shined up, Dan had to shine it, beer keg that Johnny Z puts in the spot. That's how you know you've arrived.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
That was the day my wells.
I know. We'll get you one. The next time you're there, we'll make sure you get one. All right, Mike. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming on. To be continued. We'll keep on pumping it up.
Absolutely, Dom. CapeGOP.com. Register for our rally on October 10th. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mike Donahue. Hope to see you down there. You know, there's a lot of great spots. To Eve Rowe will be coming with me too. Rich, Matt Rooney, and there's a whole list there. Go there and register now. All right, so calls coming up. Jump in on the side question. At 2 o'clock, we'll talk with Christian Toto about the idea of what's happening tonight with Kimmel. 855-839-1210. You know, my friends at Martin Water Conditioning are celebrating their 52nd anniversary with their biggest savings event of the year. Now through the end of October, save on better water for your entire family. You'll enjoy crystal clear drinking water as the Giordanos did, thanks to Martin Water Conditioning. Great opportunity for you to do the same. We love it. And Martin Water, their family, is incredible to work with. Nobody is as passionate about water. You got to see them on the water test. They show you the impurities coming out. It's amazing. And right now, additional value. Save up to $500 on select systems for your home. Want to improve your drinking water? Martin's is offering $100 off Kinetico's K5 drinking system. Save $40 off UV sterilizers. Special 24-month financing is available to those who qualify. Already own a water conditioning system? Enjoy exclusive offers on salt and filters when visiting one of their central PA locations. For details, call Martin Water today or visit martinwater.com. The sale ends October 31st. Give your family the gift of better water this fall. All right, it is Dom time. We're going to talk with our buddy Christian Toto, Toto in Hollywood, coming up about Jimmy Kimmel tonight. The latest on how this plays out. But you heard Mike Donahue. This is a very winnable race in Jersey. And you know by now, it's not just about Jersey. It sets the tone headed into the midterms. It's a talking point. It's a vibe. It produces that sense of where the country's going. And that is very important to win campaigns. Now, I don't know if President Trump is going to come to Jersey, is going to do all that. All that I know is we'll be there. Hope to see you. It's a great event if you're anywhere near there. You heard the tribute to Charlie Kirk that will happen there. Just another added element to it. So we'll be rolling out. There are going to be some more interesting parts of this, some more surprises, and we expect a very big turnout. All right, Christian Toto next. Haven't talked with him in a while. He's got a lot on Jimmy Kimmel. Where does this go next? In addition to that, Dom's Money Melody for a big prize, and we'll get a winner. Put your name into the hat. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.